From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The resignation of Roy Disney from the Walt Disney Corporation over the weekend has sent shockwaves through the company's board. Today, another board member, an ally of Roy Disney, resigned as well. Roy Disney is the nephew of Walt Disney, and in his resignation letter, he strongly criticized Chairman Michael Eisner, who's head of the company for 19 years. NPR's Kim Masters has been following this story. Kim, Roy Disney is one of the last links to the company's founder. Could you tell us a little bit more about him and this other board member who also resigned today?
Well, Roy is Walt's nephew, and for many years he was held in sort of low regard as the idiot nephew of Walt. He does bear a striking physical resemblance to Walt. And that bad rap on Roy sort of ended in 1984 when he, with Stanley Gold, who is an associate of Roy Disney's and somewhat the brains behind Roy's business enterprise, orchestrated a takeover of the Disney company in which they installed Michael Eisner as the chairman of the company.
When Roy Disney resigned, he fired off a quite angry letter, and he listed a number of complaints. What's he upset about?
Well, he's upset about quite a number of things. He's unhappy with the poor performance of ABC, which Disney owns and which has struggled since the company acquired it, more or less, with a brief interlude when they were making money on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He is upset with micromanagement, which has been a longstanding rap on Michael Eisner, that he's too involved in all sorts of decisions. He's unhappy with the theme parks, which have struggled also. He is displeased with the creative turnover. A lot of executives, really a small army of executives, have left there in the past several years. And he's concerned about the relationships with certain business partners, and he's also upset about the failure to establish a clear succession plan, which is a long-standing problem going on for at least 10 years at the company.
And he's also upset about something that has always been at the core of Disney, animation.
Yes, Roy Disney perceives himself as the keeper of the animation flame at Disney, and the company has stepped away from the traditional hand-drawn animation that built the Walt Disney Company, and it has failed to kind of really get a position in computer-generated animation, which is what has been making pots of money lately with things like Toy Story and Bug's Life and Finding Nemo. All of those films were made by Pixar, which Disney owns in part, but is an independent company, and which has a deal with Disney that is up for renegotiation. And one of Roy Disney's particular concerns in all of this is that Michael Eisner has let this negotiation get into a very bad state. He's at odds with the head of Pixar, Steve Jobs, and it's going to be a negotiation that ultimately Disney is going to have to yield on in many key points that will cost the company millions and millions of dollars to keep the relationship with Pixar. And as I said, Pixar has been a fountain of hits for Disney in the past several years.
And Roy Disney also, we should note, quit as the company's head of feature animation. Now, with this letter, he's aired quite publicly some issues that the board has been wrestling with for some time. And I guess the key question is, what does this mean for Michael Eisner? Will he survive this?
Well, that's the question that has everybody in Hollywood mesmerized. I think that what's clear is that with Roy Disney resigning and Stanley Gold, his chief ally and the architect of his strategies, also resigning, it's clear that these two are going to try to unseat Michael Eisner. Now, whether they have the wherewithal to do it is a huge question. And the question that has always plagued Disney in the past several years is, who would take over? Who could be a successor to Michael Eisner in this company that's such a tricky blend of creativity and hard business challenges? And if Roy Disney and Stanley Gold could come up with someone, I think they might be able to get some support, but it's a terribly difficult proposition.
Even if Michael Eisner survives, based on the public airing of these complaints, are we likely to see any changes in the corporate structure and the management of the company?
You know, Michael Eisner has been one of the most bullheaded and stubborn chief executives of any company, and he has withstood terrible criticism in recent years. His board has been named one of the worst boards in America. He has been named one of the worst CEOs in terms of value per dollar. And yet he just seems to just forge ahead. He's a guy who seems to be completely committed to his own way of doing things.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
NPR's Kim Masters.